Presidente, da CMOHM, diz para essa senhora, ainda que tem o Dr. Tamam Mamadou, does a favor of January 25, 2013. Patient name is Richard Guinness. That's RICHARD space GUINES. Date of birth is 01051953. Primary care physician and referring physician is Dr. Krishna. That's K R I S H N A. Address is 12123 Conant Street, Hamtramck, Michigan, 48212. Phone number 313-891-1500. Fax number 313-891-1599. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac meet. Not patient of visit for visit. Newcastle. Patient of the collision paragraph. We had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Goins in our cardiac meet today. Period. As you know, he's a very pleasant 60 years old African American gentleman. So past medical history includes for hypertension, bronchial asthma, and COPD. Period. He's in our cardiac meet today for regarding new consult of chest pain. Period. Next paragraph. For today, the patient was complaining of chest pain for which comes once a while. He said that his chest pain is not daily. However, when it comes, it usually lasts about 10 to 20 minutes. It sometimes comes with exaggeration, however, most of the times not related to physical activity. Period. He described his pain as a dull pressure pain in the middle of his chest, some sternum or radiating, with no relieving and aggravating factors. Period. About intensities 5 to 6 out of 10 intensity. Period. He also complains of shortness of breath with mild to moderate exertion. Period. Also complains on televisions of palpitations, but he denies any lightheadedness or vertigo. Period. He denies any lower extremity swelling, swelling, skin collateral varicose veins. However, he admits of having lower extremity pain bilaterally. Period. His follow is his primary care physician regular and he's compliant with all of his medication. Period of have past medication, number of hypertension, period of summer, bronchial asthma, period of summer, COPD, period of have past surgery, is significant for orthopedic bone surgery done in 1972. Period of social history, the patient's a chronic heavy smoker for a long time. Currently he smokes 1 to 2 cigarettes per day. He admits to drinking alcohol occasionally. Also, he admits to smoking marijuana 2 to 3 times per month, and also admit to abusing cocaine 3 to 4 times per month. Period. Next, we have family history significant for significantly strong coronary artery disease history in his family from his paternal side, and his brother also had a recent heart attack. Period. Also significant for diabetes mellitus in his mother's side, and also colon cancer in his mother's side. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. He's not known to be allergic to medication or food. Next paragraph, current medications. The patient does not know, does not memorize his current medications. However, we ask him to bring his medications to the next follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination of vital signs. The visit. Blood pressure 134/89. His pulse is 80 beats per minute. His weight is 142 pounds. His height is 5 feet 7 inches. His BMI 22.2. Period. Bees covered normal physical finding temper, except that the patient had a systolic murmur 2 out of 6 on auscultation, and also had bilateral bruit in his neck on auscultation. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations, number 1, EKG done on January 25th, 2013, showing ventricular rate of 74 beats per minute in normal axis, sinus rhythm. However, it did show non-specific STT abnormalities in V4 to V6. ST elevation in V3. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, number one, coronary artery disease screening. On TV, the patient was complaining of pressure on the dull chest pain in the middle of his chest, non-radiating, not related to physical activity, no aggravating or relieving factor, period. On today's visit, his EKG showed abnormal and non-specific STT abnormalities in V4 to V6 with ST elevation in V3, period. The patient also has a strong family history of coronary artery disease, period. Due to all these factors, the patient was ordered a stress test to evaluate his coronary circulation and to exclude any stenosis or occlusion in his coronary arteries and check for any reverse inducible ischemia, period. We went with the pharmacological option due to his poor exercise tolerance, period. We'll follow up with the results of the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period, next number. Shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion, period. He said that his shortness of breath has been there for a while, period. The patient also was found to have a systolic murmur 2 out of 6 on auscultation to the physical examination on today's visit, period. We ordered a 2D transatlantic echocardiogram to check the heart function and structure, and we'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period, next number, carotid bruit. On today's visit, on a physical examination, the patient was found to have a carotid bruit on the neck bilaterally. Period. He did deny any lightheadedness or dizziness. Period. Due to his abnormal physical examination, we ordered a carotid ultrasound to check for any abnormality, any disease, any stenosis or disease in his carotid arteries, period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period, next number. Lower extremity pain. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of lower extremity pain and stiffness, period. He denies any lower extremity edema, period. We ordered a segmental ABI to screen for any peripheral arterial disease. The patient is a high risk for peripheral arterial disease to his, due to his chronic history of smoking and his hypertension, period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period, next number. Abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. The patient has multiple risk factors for abdominal aortic aneurysm, including his age, his smoking history, his chronic, his diagnosis of high blood pressure, period. We did the order aorta ultrasound for a one lifetime screening for abdominal aortic aneurysm, period. We'll follow up with that on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly, period. Next number. Hypertension. On today's visit, his blood pressure is 134/89. We do not have a record of his medication because the patient does not memorize his medication names. However, we ask him to bring his medication on the next follow-up visit. Period. Meanwhile, he is to continue his medication regimen and adhere to strictly salt and lafadette and continue to monitor his blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, COPD and asthma. The patient has been diagnosed as having COPD and bronchial asthma. Please to follow with his primary care physician and pulmonologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number, smoking and substance abuse. The patient has a history of heavy smoking, and he has a long history of smoking. Currently smokes 1 to 2 cigarettes per day. He also admits to smoking marijuana 2 to 3 times per week per month, and cocaine 3 to 4 times per month. Period. We strongly advise him to quit smoking and also to quit substance abuse, and we offer our support in case he is willing to do so, period. We'll follow up with him in the next follow-up visit regarding this matter, period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now supporting the care of Mr. Gwynn. So here's the phone number for him to call with any questions or concerns that I type. You see him back in our clinic in 4 weeks or so. This is a repeat. Meanwhile, I started to continue seeing his primary cafe here. Other good 25th cap. In a second, thank you very much. Rangers in the second, Mamma. Thanks. That's a much AM. This space is space HUSSAIN. Medical Center for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. Please end of dictation.